Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Welcome to Go the Distance Radio Show. I'm Pastor Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri, and this week our subject is love and marriage. It's written in Proverbs 18:22, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord." Well, then it also means she who finds a husband finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. So how does love and marriage look to God? It looks to him like a real good thing, and he's glad to lend his favor to it. If you're continually affirming the worth of your marriage and doing all you can to make it a better day today than it was yesterday, then it's going to be a source of much joy for you and your spouse that'll last your whole lifetimes. But if you esteem your spouse lightly and spend your time pursuing your own interests, making it about you instead of us, then one day you're going to wake up and find it crumbling down. Nobody enters marriage intending that to happen, but by nature we're very selfish. Remember, it's we poured into one vessel, namely marriage, and we become one in that moment. What God ordained to be a lifetime union, let you not put it asunder. You wouldn't neglect to feed your body because in time you'd starve to death. If you don't feed your marriage, it'll also starve to death. So feed it good, give it lots of love and kindness and mercy, and watch it thrive. I'm Pastor Jerry Basinger for Go the Distance Radio Show. May God bless you.